Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe. I still want to say Happy New Year to you because it is still a fresh new start for all of us. And I want to welcome you. This is a time where you can just exhale. This is a time where I'm going to share powerful God's promise and scripture with you. And I'll share a practical soul care tip, something you can do to just restore peace and calm to your emotions and your body. Well, our question today is, what makes you freeze and what makes you flow? It's kind of a little pun because it's January and it's very cold, isn't it? It's freezing, but it's also a state we enter into when we're overwhelmed with stress. It's the freeze response. We're going to talk about how you can flow out of that mode, inspired by God's word and also with a simple soul care tip I have for you today. So I want you to just relax. I want you to be welcomed into God's presence because He is right there next to you. We may not be aware of it because the daily stresses and our busyness can just overwhelm us. But the moment we pause, just as you're doing now, breathe in, inhale, breathe out, exhale. Your body will activate a natural rest response. And what we do as women of faith, we're going to breathe in God's word and practice a breath prayer. So it combines both our body's naturally designed mechanism that God's put inside you to relax by breathing in and breathing out. And then we're going to add God's holy word because it's His touch, isn't it? It's His voice that's going to bring you the peace that you need. So welcome. We're going to take a breath as we hear a word from our sponsor and we will get renewed together with Jesus.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, friends, I talked about how freeze is actually a stress response. You know, it's called fight or flight. So when we get stressed, our bodies will react to the way we're feeling. It's so easy for us to think, and those of you who've been in the Breathe community here know that every time we think too much, it's going to activate cortisol. We don't think it would harm us because sometimes we find that coping mechanism that we picked up when we try to deal with things, tough it out, be in survival mode. We just kind of grip our hands, we hold our breath, and we just push through. But we don't realize that thinking, circling our problems over and over again, it actually causes our body to release cortisol. It's a stress response. And so kind of the adrenaline that comes from trying to fight whatever's stressing us out, that's one response. The other is fight, flight. That's when we try to, you know, escape, and our bodies just respond by, you know, tightening up. And we have a lot of different body responses towards stress. And all of this actually is a healthy response when we're in danger, right? But when it's things are thinking about that trip us up, our body starts to have a lot of tension. But there's a third response, which is freeze. Freeze happens as another response. And so another way I like to talk about it is you hide your heart. You just kind of become invisible. Who's good at doing that? Actually, a lot of us are, those of us who are encouragers, who are taking care of other people. We've got a lot on our plates. We're very good at the disappearing act. It's invisible, our emotions, how we're really feeling. But it's a stage where you'd rather be invisible in the face of rejection or maybe attack, either from someone that's a little toxic or maybe someone that's not very loving or graceful, or a situation that you've been rejected. You shut down your needs and your desires and your emotions, and you kind of feel numb. A lot of people ask me, and we just started Soul Care School. We just started it last Wednesday, and it's been so fun, so invigorating, so vibrant. It's been great meeting many of you in our podcast community and seeing you and getting to know you. It's been wonderful. We've been talking about how can we have more joy? And what are some of those rhythms we can introduce into our lives and encouraging each other? And one question I got was, well, Bonnie, I know that God wants to give me joy, but my heart just isn't feeling it. And so my response is that this is very normal and natural because it just means you're under a lot of stress. You've entered into that freeze mode. And so rather than criticizing ourselves, being harder on ourselves, and doubting yourself, we need to be kind. We need to nurture ourselves. We need to take some action. Because once you start nurturing your heart and you kind of move out of that disappearing act, and how do you do that? You start taking actions to do things that will bring you peace, joy, or comfort, or healing, then it will unfreeze your heart. So what is holding your heart back from joy? What is it that's causing you to freeze and just disappear and just hunker down and just maybe be more functional? What is that for you? I am curious. I would love to hear that. Because one way that we can just easily start unfreezing our hearts is by just expressing that we have a need. We're expressing that we have a need and we want to be able to flow. Sometimes we don't feel it. So one of the first things that I always like to encourage our Soul Care students to do is to think about what are some of the things that you like to do with your hands? Because working with your hands actually will activate that part of your brain. That's your right brain. It's going to help you to tap into your soul and help to release those stressful moments and get you out of the place in our heads where we're overthinking everything. So what is something that you like to do with your hands? And you'll find that it's called finding your flow. You don't disappear. In fact, you show up. You show up. And so what is something like that that you like to do? One of the things that is new that I'm going to try, I bought a brush calligraphy pen. And this is something new. I want to learn to write calligraphy in Chinese. It's something I've always been interested in. And I am going to try to learn, and that's something that I'm saying yes to. I've never tried it before, but remember in our earlier episode, we said even when we learn something new, your brain is going to release dopamine, And it's going to help your brain to kind of unlock from the places where you're locked up and worried and circling those worries. So learning is very, very powerful and fun. So it doesn't really matter what results from this activity that I'm going to do. I mean, what am I going to use it for? Really didn't see any functional use, right? But it's something that I think I'll enjoy learning. So what's something that you would enjoy learning? Something you can do with your hands. It's not for the purpose of becoming an expert. It's not for the purpose of producing anything to help anybody or show anybody anything. It's really for your pleasure. And so I wanted to share with you today's promise is from 2 Corinthians 1:20. It says, all the promises of God are yes in Christ. So we're going to breathe in our breath prayer. All the promises of God, inhale, are yes in Christ. Exhale. Inhale. All the promises of God, exhale, are yes in Christ. I want you to say yes, because all of God's promises for life and peace and joy, whenever we want to move in that direction, Jesus' answer is always going to be yes, because He is the source of peace and joy. So however He created you, He's put an interest on your heart. It's always very quiet. That's a really good sign to know. The Holy Spirit is always gentle and quiet, never forces you, pressures you, guilts you. It's alluring you with something beautiful, comforting, peaceful, or joyful. Say yes, because once you start moving in that direction, even as you're looking or exploring, you're moving in the direction of moving out of that freeze mode and into flow. One of the things I want to inspire you about moving towards what gives you peace and joy is Genesis. You know, with the new year, everything is new, right? We want to introduce new rhythms. We want to introduce new healthy, happy actions that can bring out who God created you to be. Well, in Genesis, you know, God spoke into the darkness. The scriptures say that there was just void. There was no form. And yet Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit was there at the beginning. And it was there that the Holy Spirit was hovering. And the root word for hovering is actually nurturing. It comes from another place in scripture. If you were to look up in the root word, the only other place it talks about in the Old Testament is when it says God is like the eagle hovering over her nest. It's protection. It's guarding. It's nurturing. So God is nurturing you. He's wanting to nurture you. And out of what you create with Him, that space, He's going to form and fill you. He's going to form and fill you. So I hope that this encourages you that whenever God starts something new, it's always going to start in an area that you might feel like there's no form, there's no structure, I haven't done it before, it seems uncertain, it may even seem dark because of stress or being invisible. Well, God says, I'm here with you in this place where you're feeling frozen and it looks a little dark, but Jesus is creating something new in you. So let's partner with Him. Well, I want to invite you because I am so excited. There's so many wonderful Soul Care sisters here and we're having so much fun. There's so much life that's up ahead. We're going to be practicing a weekly rhythm together to explore 4 areas of wellness so you can find joy. And I want to share with you a free first introductory video on Soul Care. So we did an introduction last week. And so we're starting today. So I want to invite you to take a look so you can see what that will feel like to be part of Soul Care School with me and all the wonderful sisters. And I'm hoping that once you watch the introductory video, you're going to sign up. So I just don't want you to miss this. We're starting and it's like, oh, I don't want you to miss it. It's almost like I have a feeling as your soul care guide, you know, we're going on a food tour. Have you been on a food tour? You just kind of taste different culinary delights. And our bus is leaving. I don't want you to not come. So we're going to taste a lot of wonderful feasts for the soul. So just go to the show notes today and click on the link to sign up for my newsletter. And I'm only offering it for today, Monday. And you will be able to take a look and a listen to the video, get access by signing up for my newsletter. And you can still sign up for a Soul Care School because this is a self-paced course. So you haven't missed anything. We're going to get started, but I will be closing registration. So sign up for my Breathe newsletter so you can get that video and you can watch it. And then hopefully that will just be a warm invitation for you to jump in. Okay, friends. So today's Soul Care tip for this week. Okay, friends, so today's soul care tip for this week, I want you to do something with your hands this week that you enjoy, that would bring you joy. Make something with your hands and you don't have to finish the project. Sometimes we don't want to start a project because we feel, oh, I'm never going to finish it. No, that's back on that freeze mode, that hiding mode. No, I want you to move your hands and to start, even if it means exploring what supplies you need. Maybe it's been ages since you touched your piano, ages since you've worked on your quill, ages since you've done your knitting, ages since you, what is that? Fill in the blank. What is it that would give you joy? I want you to begin and move in that direction. And studies show that once we use our hands, our nervous system, you know, it can only hold a certain amount of information. We get overwhelmed. That is what triggers that freeze response when you're overwhelmed with too much to do. But the repetitive motions of creating something with our hands, whether it's drawing, playing music, cooking, taking photographs, or gardening, is going to return calm to your nervous system. You enter the state of flow. And it's a form of meditation. Your brain gets into this mode of meditation and it activates your body's relaxation response. And when I talk about meditation, when we as people of faith do these things with our hands, we're not doing them just for self-care. We're doing them with Jesus, aware of his presence, aware that he's inviting us to pause and rest, aware that he just really wants to nurture and take care of us. And that's why it becomes soul care, because we're doing it together with Jesus. So hear his voice speaking to you. Yes. You know that thought you had that you would enjoy doing? Jesus is whispering, yes. And that's from our breath prayer today, isn't it? Everything is yes in Christ. Well, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that we have an opportunity to say yes to you, yes with you, as you invite us to rest, to move out of being invisible, to open our hearts to you. Lord Jesus, help us. Give us the courage to believe that we are worthy of that joy. Thank you for being with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friends, thank you so much for joining me. Remember to sign up for Soul Care School. Go to mysoulcareschool.com. Sign up, mysoulcareschool.com. Click on the show notes. Sign up for the Breathe newsletter so you can watch that video of the first introductory Breathe Joy with Jesus. That's our theme. And I am looking forward to seeing you in Soul Care School with all the Soul Care sisters. We have about 300 women that have signed up and it's so exciting. All right, friends, remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.